Chapter 36, Choose the Red Pill. Not too long ago, late on a Thursday night, a friend and I watched The Matrix at my house. It was the fourth viewing of Larry and Andy Wachowski's film masterpiece. Watching it yet again was as profound as my first viewing. If you were one of the seven adults in the world who hasn't seen the movie, this is your spoiler alert. The Matrix is best experienced cold turkey. So maybe set this chapter aside until you've seen it. As I queued up the DVD, I glanced at the disc packaging and its brief description of the movie. The memories came back when I noticed the release date was back in 1999, just prior to my personal systems mindset awakening. That insight instantly changed everything for me. And 9 years later, I wrote about it in Work the System, The Simple Mechanics of Making More and Working Less. The premise of my book is simple, that it's possible to experience a sudden and permanent change in how the world is perceived, a change that will deliver freedom and power. The Matrix delivers precisely the same message. So before we began to watch the movie, I offhandedly opened a copy of Work the System to the chapter titled Getting It. And I read the quote from The Matrix that I used to begin the chapter. It's Morpheus speaking, the sagacious Yoda-like character played by Lawrence Fishburne. Speaking to Neo, the protagonist in the film, played by Keanu Reeves, Morpheus said, "I'm trying to free your mind, but I can only show you the door. You're the one that has to walk through it." For those of you who have not seen the movie and have ignored the above spoiler alert, know that the acting, special effects, and production are terrific, but it's the electrifying reality jolt that puts it over the top as perhaps the best sci-fi movie of the past 30 years. If you watch it with a clear head and pay close attention to subtleties, it damn well makes you think. The implausible plot notwithstanding, the movie opens the door for the viewer to question his or her up until now assumptions of reality. Here's the movie's summary as noted in Wikipedia. It depicts a dystopian future in which reality as perceived by most humans is actually a simulated reality called the Matrix, created by sentient machines to subdue the human population, while their bodies' heat and electrical activity are used as an energy source. Computer programmer Neo learns this truth and is drawn into a rebellion against the machines, which involves other people who have been freed from the dream world. How does Neo learn the truth of his dream world? Morpheus offers him a choice: to swallow the red pill, which will show him precise reality, or take the blue pill, which will do nothing, leaving Neo to continue in his dream state and to stay ignorant of the underlying mechanical facts of his existence. Neo picks the red pill, suspecting that swallowing it could reveal a painful and irreversible hard reality. Then, in gut-churning contortion, he sees the horrible truth of his existence. That, with the exception of his new friends, virtually everyone he knows is unaware they are slaves, living in a false reality. The message of the intense red pill, blue pill scene with Morpheus is that Neo has put himself in a position in which he must choose. He can't be wishy-washy. And again, the not-so-subtle message of the movie is that freedom can be gained by deliberately seeking out the down-and-dirty truth of how the mechanical world really operates. Knowledge is power. And here is the important difference between the movie's plot and the real world you and I inhabit. The Matrix's malevolent, deliberately hidden underworld exists for the sole purpose of human enslavement. In the real-life existence that you and I share, once the veil is lifted, the secret underworld offers a simple path to freedom and peace. The movie delivers another premise. Walking away from the semi-comfortable past, never to return, could involve a certain amount of pain. This opens the question, is knowing that truth worth the pain? Will there be pain when you finally see the machinery of your life? Maybe some. But more probably, there will just be some small adjustments to be made, adjustments that you'll happily make. So we watched the movie, mesmerized. After it ended in Friday morning's wee hours, my friend left and I, totally wired, read Works chapter 7, the one that begins with Morpheus's words. While reading, it occurred to me that back in early 1999, as I sat alone in a Saturday matinee watching The Matrix for the first time, it may well have been the catalyst for the system's awakening I would experience a few weeks later. Although I was mentally and physically ripe for the insight, I'm thinking it might have been the sci-fi Hollywood film that pushed me over the edge, to go a layer deeper, to finally question my fundamental take on reality, to understand for the first time that the world is not a confused mass of sights, sounds, and events, but a logical collection of linear systems. In the beginning, as he stumbled through his everyday life, Neo felt something is not right with the world. He carried on anyway, as we all do. Then he was offered the opportunity to see the truth of his existence, and he courageously took it. I challenge you, if your life is not clicking along the way you think it should, dare to set aside your up until now notions about how you think your world operates. Dig a layer deeper and see what lies below. Be courageous. Choose the red pill and see what happens next.